The John Kerry campaign figures it has to raise $80 million before the Democratic convention in July if it is to mount an effective challenge against President Bush. The Bush campaign has already amassed more than $150 million. NPR's Peter Overby is our resident campaign finance guru. We asked him about the Kerry campaign's fundraising goals.
Generally speaking, they have to have enough money to get them from the end of the primary season through the Democratic convention in July. Traditionally, what's happened is that the national party committees have taken over at that point and run issue ads. The soft money that paid for them is illegal now. So the Kerry campaign has to have a big chunk of money to keep him moving around the country and to keep him on TV.
And he won't get public funding until after the convention.
At the end of the convention, when he is officially the Democratic nominee, basically they give him a check for $75 million.
Where is Kerry going to get $80 million?
They have a two-pronged approach here. They think that they can get $40 million out of traditional big sort of rubber chicken events. They're going to start this at the end of March with a two-day swing through California, four cities in 2 days. If you do the math, this seems like a steep mountain, but not an insurmountable one. It would be 20 events, $2,000 per person, which is the maximum, would mean you'd have to draw 2,000 people to each event.
What about the other $40 million? Where are they going to get that?
That's going to come, they hope, from small donors. They figured $15 to $20 million in direct mail and telemarketing. The Kerry campaign is eager to point out that online they raised $7 million in the week after Super Tuesday, and that is more than they raised online the entire rest of 2004.
So there's money to be made online.
Yes.
As Howard Dean proved, are the Dean people going to hand over their email list to the Kerry campaign?
Well, this is a great question. Dean and Kerry seem to be pulling together now. The legal question is, what is that list worth? If it's worth less than $5,000, then the Dean campaign, if it chooses to, can just give it to the Kerry campaign. It counts as a contribution. If it's worth more than $5,000, then the Kerry campaign would have to buy it, and then you have to figure out what it is worth. And the whole business of internet fundraising is so new, it's going to be hard to figure what that is worth.
Of course, the Bush campaign has already raised at least $150 million. Does that mean they're pretty well set, or are they going to continue to fundraise?
They're just going to keep right on going. Last Thursday, President Bush was on Long Island raising money. He brought in more than $1 million at that event. The same night, Vice President Dick Cheney was raising money in Potomac, Maryland, and his wife, Lynn Cheney, was raising money in Charlottesville, Virginia. So there's no sign that the Bush campaign is letting up. And the last official report of the Bush campaign was that they had raised $142 million. That same report showed that all the Democrats together had raised $145 million. So the Bush campaign doesn't feel like they can bury this guy in money and stop worrying.
Thanks very much, NPR's Peter Overby.
Glad to.